今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
所有的人都在歌颂母亲。
Everyone is praising mothers.
但是我想说
But I want to say,
并不是每个人都配得上母亲。
Not everyone deserves to be a mother.
这个荣耀，几天前刚刚夺下普利策奖的华裔作家李密云，让无数人陷入一种巨大的撕裂感。
The Chinese-American writer Lai Yulan, who just won the Pulitzer Prize a few days ago, has caused countless people to experience a huge sense of tearing.
一个伟大的文学家
A great writer.
也可能是一个失败的母亲吗
Could she also be a failed mother?
她写进人类最深的孤独和痛苦。
He wrote about the deepest loneliness and pain of humanity.
可他的两个儿子
But his two sons.
一个十六岁
16 years old.
一个十九岁
19 years old.
相隔六年
6 years apart.
先后在家附近的铁道口卧轨自杀。
First, he committed suicide by lying down in front of the railway crossing near his home.
一个把人类痛苦写到极致的人。
A person who writes about human suffering to the extreme.
最终却没能把自己的孩子拉回人间。
In the end, he couldn't bring his child back to the mortal world.
如果你真正认真地读完李密云的一些作品。
If you truly read and understand some of Lai Yuyan's works,
你会惊悚地发现，文学能力并不等于情感能力。
You'll be surprised to find that literary ability doesn't equal emotional ability.
洞察人性也不等于真正拥有爱的能力。
Understanding human nature does not necessarily mean having the ability to truly love.
这根本不是一个普通家庭的悲剧。
This is not just a tragedy of an ordinary family.
而是一个高知识创伤系统。
And it is a high-level trauma system.
如何一步步滑向存在主义虚无的死亡深渊。
How to step into the abyss of existential nihilism.
今天我们来说说
Today, let's talk about
作为一个母亲
As a mother
李密云的七宗罪第一宗罪从情感隔离演变到情绪解离
The first sin of Lai Yiyan's seven sins evolve from emotional isolation to emotional dissociation.
他不是战胜了痛苦
He didn't overcome pain.
而是彻底切断了感受情绪的通道。
Instead, it completely cut off the channel of feeling emotions.
在 NPD 高控制母亲的长期压迫下
Under the long-term oppression of a controlling mother in NPD,
他从小发展出一套生存的策略。
He developed a set of survival strategies from a young age.
不是反抗
Not rebellion.
而是关闭感受
Instead, shut down the feeling.
他后来反复强调
He repeatedly emphasized that
我选择思考
I choose to think.
而不是感受
Not feeling.
他写过一个极其诡异的细节
He wrote a very strange detail.
Vincent 自杀几天后
A few days after Vincent was assassinated,
他终于哭了。十二岁的小儿子 James 问
He finally cried, and 12-year-old son James asked,
妈妈
I'm...
你为什么哭
Why are you crying?
李达
Lindar
我心里难过
I am sad.
James 继续问你为什么难过
James continued to ask you why you were sad.
他答我为我们的狗难过。
He told me that he was sad about our dog.
为我们难过。
We are sorry.
为 Vincent 难过。
I'm sorry for Vincent.
这一问一答
is question and answer.
让人不寒而栗。
Scary.
因为在这个家庭，悲伤本身竟然变成了一件需要解释的事情。
Because in this family, sadness itself has become something that needs to be explained.
最可怕的一个细节。
The most terrifying detail.
他文中写道。
He wrote in the article that
儿子小时候把小手放进我的手里。
When my son was a child, he would put his little hands in my hands.
我知道这应该是一种幸福。
I know this should be a happy thing.
但我却丝毫感觉不到。
But I felt nothing.
他知道什么是爱。
He knows what love is.
却无法真正感受到爱。
You can't truly feel love.
第二。
Second.
宗罪。消极的宿命论。
Fatalism of negative sins.
把两个儿子的自杀归因为命运的必然。
Attribute the suicides of two sons to the inevitability of fate.
李玉莹的母亲是家里的暴君。
Bai Yuying's mother is the tyrant of the family.
父亲
dead,
长期无力懦弱。
Long-term weakness and cowardice.
不断向他灌输宿命论。
Constantly instill him with the idea of predestination.
最终，宿命论变成了他对死亡的解释系统。
Ultimately, the fatalistic view became his explanation of death.
后来，面对两个儿子的死亡。
Later, facing the death of two sons.
李雨云不断强调事实、逻辑、必然性。
Lai Yiyun constantly emphasized the logic of facts and inevitability.
他这样解释两个儿子自杀的事实。
He explained the fact that his two sons committed suicide.
事实最残酷。
The truth is the most cruel.
但不可改变的事实也会带来秩序和逻辑。
But facts that cannot be changed also bring order and logic.
问题在于
The problem is that
当一个人不断证明死亡早有征兆。
When someone keeps proving that death has early signs,
无法避免
avoidable,
他也在逃避另一个问题。
He was also avoiding another problem.
这一切本来是否可以被阻断？宿命论让他找到平静、安宁。
Could this not have been the key for him to find peace and tranquility?
而两个儿子的死亡。
And the deaths of the two sons.
他不用承担责任。
He doesn't have to bear the responsibility.
第三宗罪。
The third sin.
他用文学和哲学替代了情感养育。
He replaced emotional nurturing with literature and philosophy.
培养出高功能空心人。
Cultivate high-performance hollow people.
这个家庭高度推崇思考思辨。理性存在主义和死亡哲学。
This family highly values critical thinking, existentialism, and the philosophy of death.
李雨云
I, Yulan,
你应该知道，儿童阅读是要实行严格分级的吧
？You should know that children's reading should be strictly graded.
在李雨云的家庭
，In Lai Yulan's family,
孩子很小。
The child is very young.
就开始接触加缪、维特根斯坦。
Started to get in touch with Camus and Wittgenstein.
他们可以读那些连成年人都会困惑的书。
They can read things that even adults find confusing.
两个儿子还没真正感受到人间的美好。
The two sons had not yet truly experienced the beauty of life.
就提前进入了哲学最黑暗的终极问题。
This has allowed them to enter the darkest and most ultimate questions of philosophy.
生命的意义和死亡的思考。
The meaning of life and the contemplation of death.
长子 Vincent 在11岁的时候。
Vincent, the eldest son, was 11 years old when.
甚至问过他一句。 可怕的话。
Even asked him a terrible question.
既然你理解痛苦
Since you understand pain.
把痛苦写得那么好
How to write about pain so well.
为什么你还要把我们生下来
Why did you bring us into this world?
这已经不是早会
This is not a morning meeting.
这是一个孩子过早地进入了存在主义危机的深渊。
This is a child who has fallen into the abyss of existential crisis at a very young age.
一个孩子还没有真正体验被爱。
A child has never truly experienced love.
就已经开始怀疑活着的意义。
I have already started to suspect that I am depressed.
一个长期活在思辨里的孩子。
A child who has been living in contemplation for a long time
未必就更加深刻
Not necessarily more profound
更早地失去了活着的感觉
I had lost the feeling of being alive
他也可能用高度的哲学化代替真实的生活和情绪
He may also use highly philosophical substitutes for real life and emotions
第四
Fourth,
重罪
Sins
他拼命成为母亲的反面
He was against being a mother
母亲是控制狂
Mother is a control freak
他就放任孩子做任何想做的事
He lets his children do whatever they want
在心理学中
In psychology
这叫创伤反摆
This is called reverse trauma
也叫反向认同
Also known as reverse psychology
在万物这种书中
In this book, everything
有两个令人脊背发凉的故事
Two chilling stories
一个是 Vincent 七年级时
One is Vincent, a young enthusiast
提出要穿粉红色裙子去学校
First, you need to wear a pink dress to school
他的目的就是为了挑战同学的侮辱和取笑。
His purpose is to challenge the ridicule and mockery of his classmates.
李以云选择默许。他写道
Lai Yaming chose to allow him to write.
我对 Vincent 充满钦佩。
I admire Vincent.
我也感到不安。
I also feel uneasy.
我们父母只能为孩子做那么多。
Our parents can only do so much for their children.
让他们变得大胆和自由。
Let them be bold and free.
我们称之为家庭的这个泡沫之外的世界。
This world outside the bubble of family.
往往不是一个善良的地方。
Children are not a place of goodness.
李颖云难道不明白
Didn't Lai Yingyan understand?
孩子这种大胆任性的行为并非是勇敢。
This kind of bold and reckless behavior is not bravery.
而是铤而走险。
Instead, he risked everything.
这只会让孩子成为孤岛。
This will only make the child an island.
路
road
越走越窄。
The further you go, the narrower it gets.
第二个故事是二儿子 James。
The second story is about James, the second son.
他长期沉默寡言。
He has been silent and withdrawn for a long time.
平时说的最多的一个字就是 oh。
The most frequently used word is oh。
有一天，他写了一块牌子挂在身上去学校。
One day,He wrote a sign and hung it on his body to go to school.
我不说话。
I don't speak.
是因为我不想说。两件事。
Because I don't want to say two things.
成为家里的笑谈。
Become a source of laughter at home.
这个家成为李逸云反向操作的实验场。
This house became a testing ground for Linny's reverse operation.
他们没有边界
They have no boundaries
让孩子做任何他们想做的事
Let children do anything they want
甚至把挑战社会规则对抗现实环境
even challenge social rules and confront the real environment.
也视为做自己第五宗罪。
Also considered as the fifth sin of myself.
他给了孩子绝对的自我。
He gave the child absolute self.
却没有给他们连接世界的能力。
But they didn't have the ability to connect with the world.
在万物中。
In all things.
他写，我丈夫说。
He wrote that my husband said.
作为一个家庭。
As a family.
我们四个人的共同点是我们对自由意志的信仰和尊重。
The four of us share a belief and respect for free will.
他甚至写道。
He even wrote that
尽管我们对詹姆斯的想法不够了解
although we don't know James's thoughts well
但我们可以确定的是
but we can definitely say that
他知道我们会尊重他自杀的决定
He knew that we would respect his decision to commit suicide
他相信我们会忍受他的死
He believes we will endure his death
因为我们忍受了他哥哥的死，这个家庭。
Because we have tolerated the death of his brother,
把所有的事情，甚至儿子的自杀，都归结为哲学问题。
Attribute all things, even the suicide of one's son, to philosophical problems.
但人不是靠哲学。
But people are not made by philosophy.
长大的人格。
Mature personality
是靠关系长大的。心理学
The psychology of growing up through relationships
早已证明人的自我价值感
Proven the value of self-worth
本质上是来自关系型连接
Essentially, it comes from relational connections
而不是思想本身
Not the idea itself
成长过程中
During growth,
孩子真正需要的是爱、朋友、归属感。
What children truly need is a sense of belonging and friendship.
社会连接和被回应。
Social connection and being responded to.
可这个家庭太强调做自己。
But this family is too focused on being themselves.
却让孩子丧失了如何与世界连接的能力。
However, this can cause children to lose their ability to connect with the world.
他们越来越知道自己是谁。
They are increasingly aware of who they are.
却越来越不知道为什么活着。
But I'm increasingly unsure of why I'm alive.
他们失去了和世界连接的锚点。
They lost their anchor to the world.
大儿子 Vincent 的怪异行为。
The strange behavior of the eldest son, Vincent.
让他没有真正的朋友，孤独如影随形。
He was lonely and his friends were not real.
而小儿子 James 沉默寡言。
And the youngest son, James, was quiet and reserved.
他最大的本领就是让所有人忘记他。忽略他的存在。
His greatest skill is to make everyone forget his existence.
第六
Six
宗罪，自杀的危险信号早已出现。
The warning signs of suicide by religious crime have already appeared.
但这个家庭却把求救信号看成了哲学问题和思想深度。
However, this family saw the distress signal as a philosophical question and a matter of deep thought.
Vincent 很早就有自杀倾向。
Vincent had been suicidal for a long time.
11岁的时候
At the age of 11,
他就写出歌颂死亡的诗句。
He wrote poems praising death.
心理医生多次预警。
The psychologist repeatedly warned.
李玉云虽有担忧
I, Leon, despite his concerns,
也偶尔会去查房
I also occasionally go to check on patients.
但并未做出真正实质性的危机干预
However, it did not make a truly substantive intervention.
而弟弟詹姆斯12岁的时候
When James, my younger brother, was 12 years old,
哥哥卧轨自杀
Older brother committed suicide by lying down on the railway.
他失去了唯一的精神连接对象之后
After losing his only source of spiritual connection,
他不断地回到加缪和死亡的命题
He kept returning to the themes of Guarmu and death.
心理医生和朋友多次提醒李玉林。
The psychologist and his friend repeatedly reminded Lai Yiyun.
詹姆斯可能存在高自杀风险。种种迹象。
James may have signs of high suicide risk.
詹姆斯反复重读加缪的西西弗神话。
James repeatedly read Camus's The Myth of Sisyphus.
而这本书的第一页就写了一句令人窒息的话。
And the first page of the book starts with a chilling sentence.
世上只有一个真正严肃的哲学问题。
There is only one truly serious philosophical problem.
那就是自杀。
That's suicide.
判断生命是否值得活下去。
Determine whether life is worth living.
就等于回答哲学的根本问题。
This is equivalent to answering the fundamental questions of philosophy.
同时
At the same time,
James 和李逸云反复讨论加缪的一句话。
James and Lyne Minion repeatedly discussed Camus's quote.
人死了。
People die.
而且他们并不快乐。
And they were not happy.
作为母亲
As a mother,
她曾有过瞬间的灵光乍现。
She had a moment of sudden inspiration.
我是否有过一闪而过的念头
Do I have a fleeting thought?
觉得应该问问 James.
I think I should ask James.
她是否有自杀的倾向
Does he have suicidal tendencies?
但是他终究是没有问
But he never asked.
因为在这个家庭死亡早已被哲学化
Because death has already been philosophized in this family.
而不是危险化
Instead of being dangerous.
最可怕的不是他不爱孩子
The scariest thing is that he doesn't love his children.
而是他的理性系统太强大了
Instead, his rational system was too strong.
强大到把危险信号解释成思想、个性、选择与深刻。
Powerful enough to interpret danger signals as a choice of thought and depth.
第七宗罪。
The seventh sin.
他最终用思考和全然接纳完成了。
He finally completed it through thought and complete acceptance.
对整个家族悲剧的合理化
Justify the entire family tragedy
所谓全然接纳
To completely accept
心理学叫理智化接纳
Psychology calls it rational acceptance
这不是真正的接纳
This is not true acceptance
真正的接纳不仅仅是接受痛苦
True acceptance is not just accepting pain.
已经发生在你的身上。
This has already happened to you.
还包括有勇气重新审视和面对自己在整个系统中的责任和影响。
This also includes the courage to re-examine and face one's responsibilities and impact within the system.
万物书中最让人发冷的地方
The most chilling thing about the book of everything
是经历两个儿子的死亡之后
After experiencing the deaths of two of his sons
后他依然回到那套熟悉的语言系统
He still returned to that familiar language system
是
Facts
是逻辑理
Logical reasoning
解尊重自然生
Respect natural growth.
书中有这样一段
There is a passage in the book that says,
话自然界万物只是生长而
Everything in nature is just growing.
没有自杀或愤怒的美
No self-harm or anger roses.
龟，也没有沮丧或叛逆的百合，植物。
There are no lilies that are sad or rebellious.
只有一个目标，生存。
One goal is to survive.
这段话让人不寒而栗。
This sentence is chilling.
因为在人和植物的比照里。
Because in the comparison of humans and plants.
按他的逻辑。
According to his logic.
人也应该只是自然生长。
People should also just grow naturally.
别无他求，在万物的结尾。
There is nothing left to ask.
他再次强调。
He reiterated.
我选择思考。
I choose to think.
而不是感受。
Instead of feeling.
他最终没有进入悲剧。
He finally didn't fall into tragedy.
而是解释了悲剧。
Instead, it explained tragedy.
李易云至今也没有觉醒。
Lai Yin has not yet awakened.
你永远无法唤醒一个装睡的人。
You can never wake up a sleeping person.
代际创伤最终以更高级。
Intergenerational trauma manifests as more advanced.
更隐秘的方式摧毁了这个家庭。
A more subtle way to destroy this family.
最可怕的是
The most terrifying thing is
代际创伤从来不会自动停止
Intergenerational trauma never automatically disappears.
它至少会影响四代人从外婆在精神病院死去
It will affect at least four generations from the death of the grandmother in the mental hospital.
母亲高控制，情绪暴力。
Mother is high control, emotional abuse.
李易云关闭。
Lai Yin closed.
感受哲学化生存。
Experience philosophical living.
两个儿子最终走向存在。
Two sons finally came into being.
主义虚无用死亡。
Nihilism uses death.
阻断了这个家的代际创伤。
This breaks the cycle of intergenerational trauma.
代际创伤只有在某一代人开始真正觉醒。
Intergenerational trauma only occurs when a generation begins to truly awaken.
真正反思。
True reflection.
真正学会爱与连结的时候
When you truly learn to love and be honest
才会第一次停止传递
The first time it stops transmitting
我期望看到这条视频的你就是那个勇敢的家族创伤的魔鬼终结者
I hope to see you, the brave family trauma terminator, in this video